Okay, so I'm continuing in Pesachim, Kuf Dal Adam Aviz. So if you recall, the question was about in Sheva Brachos, right? So the first few brachos in Sheva Brachos, right? Let me see, should I pull those up again? 1 second, let me see if I can pull those up again. Sheva Brachos, let's see. Sheva Brachos next. Okay, here we go. 1 second, just loading here. Okay, here we go. Okay, again, let me just share my screen here so we'll be able to work with us. Share screen. Okay. Okay, there you go. So we have the Sheva Brachos. So the first few Brachos in the Sheva Brachos, Shakol Baruch Vodo, Yotzer Adam, Asher Sos Nzamos. The question is, why are those all starting with the Baruch? Right? That was the question. Why are they all starting with the Baruch? Why don't you say that they're Smichul Chavertas, the first few, and just like the latter of the Brachos, 5 and 6, are Smichul Chavertas, and those don't start with the Baruch. So too, the brachos, let's say 2, 3, and 4, or 2, 3, and 4, shouldn't start with the Baruch either. So if you recall, Rashi said, because the reason is, because the first three brachos are not really part of the Seder of Sheva Brachos, for the Zivot. They're not conceptually linked in the Seder of Brachos. Right? That's Shekel Baruch, what they're really saying, because of the fact that you have, it's really because of the fact that you have a wedding, because you have a lot of people there gathering, and it's like Kvod Shemayim, and Yotzer Adam really is not, doesn't belong. Real bracha about the Zivug is really the bracha Asher Tzom Tzalmo, Tzom Tzom Nisa, that's about Adam Chava, and it's just saying is once you give a Shabbat about Adam, a creation, so you also do the third, which is Yotzer Adam, which is like the background, the basis upon which Adam and Chava were built. But it's not really part of the bracha Zivug. So he said, according to Rashi, the whole idea is that it's only when you have a Seder of Brachos, conceptually, it's one unit of flow of Brachos, that you have, you don't need the Baruchs. But since Bracha 2 and 3, and I guess 4, they're not, 2 and 3 are not part of the Seder, conceptually, so therefore, you can't, the 4 has to start with the Baruch, and 3 has to start with the Baruch. Right? That was the way Rashi learned. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no. He apparently doesn't hold by that. He doesn't hold by that. His bottom line is, if they're next to each other, and you say them next to each other in a kavua type of way, then they're considered smicha. And then in theory, you should start with the baruch. It shouldn't need a baruch. But he says, the reason why they start with the baruch is because, what are you going to do? They're brachos katsaros. And brachos katsaros, short brachos, of course have to start with the baruch. What are you going to say in bracha 3? Yotzer ha'adam? How's it going to go? You say, we're praying up, and they say, Baruch Hashem Yonacham Shekal Dabarach Vada. Then what? Yotzer Adam? You got to say, Baruch Hashem Yonacham Yotzer Adam, it's a Baruch Ketzara. And a Baruch Arucha, then you have a Shaila, do you need to start with the Baruch, or do you not need to start with the Baruch? But, right? Because a Baruch Arucha, you can leave out the Baruch at the beginning, and you have a Baruch at the end. But in a Baruch Ketzara, I mean, of course, it's Pasha that you need to start with the Baruch. What else are you going to have? Right? That's Rabbeinu Tam's argument against Rashi. Right? That's what he says. Rabbeinu Tam Omer, this is in that Tosis of Chutz, in the middle, beginning of the line, says Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Yeshakol Baruch Vodah V'yotzer Adam L'kachbos Yav Baruch V'lo Chasima. Shehem Ketzaros, is there short? Mo'l Berchus Peros, Mitzvos, V'psichos, V'zirah Chazimasam. The beginning is their end, right? V'birchus Asher Yav Adam, Tzarech Avtoch Baruch, Shem Lohi Yaposeach, Ha'inera Kol Baruch. Okay, so that explains why Brachan 2 and 3 need to have a Baruch. But what about Bracha 4? Bracha 4 is a Baruch HaShem Yisrael Mitzalma V'Sam Dostav Nisa V'Skel Men V'Nan Adad. So why does that need it? Why can't that just start? HaShem Yisrael Mitzalma? That's smucha to the one before it. So he says, no, that's because otherwise it would look like one Bracha. Right? Otherwise it would look like one Bracha. Because Yotzer HaAdam and HaShem Yisrael Mitzalma are so similar that it would look like one Bracha. So therefore you have to separate it off. Okay, fine. So we have to do is like this. Is the Rabbeinu Tam makes a good point. Why does Rashi have to explain why bracha 2 or bracha 3 starts with the baruch, isn't it pashut that it has to start with the baruch because it's a short bracha? So what's bothering him? Right? What's bothering Rashi in the first place such that he feels the need to explain this problem? Right? How in the world could you have done, let's say, bracha 3? How would you possibly leave off the baruch, the original baruch? Right? And Rashi says, oh, the reason why that's not smachal chavrata is because Ashakal Baruch Vodo isn't really part of the Seder, and therefore Yotzer Adam isn't really part of the Seder. I mean, even if they were, wouldn't you need to have a baruch on them anyways? So could we answer up for Rashi? That's the question. Could we answer up for Rashi? There's a shita, I looked in the back. I mean, this probably question's bothered me a lot. So I looked in the back of the Masifta, and they quoted the Hafla. Okay? The Hafla says, I mean, it's difficult, and maybe we could say, you know, answer some difficulties with that, but on the surface, it's difficult. What he says is that, according to Rashi, of course, you can't just not have the Baruch at all. You can't just say Yotzer Adam. What do you say? Baruch Hashem Chom Shekal Baruch Vodo, Yotzer Adam. Right? So he says is that maybe you just have shame without malchus. In other words, maybe you just say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Adam. Right? Why do you need Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Right? In other words, intrinsically, really, you can just say Yotzer Adam. The only thing is, if you just say Yotzer Adam, or it's really you just say Yotzer Adam and it's Mechal Chavratam. The only thing is that if you just say Yotzer Adam, so then it's not nicker that it's its own bracha. What do you say? Baruch Hashem Kol Baruch Odo Yotzer Adam, right? So, but you just say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Adam. Now, it's true. There's a general rule that a bracha needs Hashem and Malchus, right? Every bracha needs Hashem and Malchus. But here, intrinsically, when you have Smichal Chavrata, you don't need Shem and Malchus because you don't have the Baruch and you don't have the Malchus. It just goes in the whole sequence. So in this, in theory, you don't need Malchus. You don't even need Shem. The only thing is that you need to be Mapsik it from another Baruch. So you can't just say Yotzer Adam. So why not just say Baruch Ta Hashem Yotzer Adam? But rather, it doesn't go that way. You have Baruch Ta Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So it means you see you're treating it like it's a real Baruch. Right, it's like a real bracha, the beginning of a Seder, with a new Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Why are you doing that? Right? Why isn't it sufficient just to say, minimally, Baruch Hashem Yotzer Adam? Elamai, you see that we're really treating it like it's not smucha? So why would you know it's not smucha if it is smucha? Oh, so that's what he's saying, is no, it's not really smucha. Right, you know what I mean?
It's not smucha because you have charcoal baruch vodo before it.
Yeah, right.
That breaks it up.
The reason why it's not smucha, according to Rashi?
Yeah.
Because the charcoal baruch vodo isn't really part of a seder. They're not really
right. So that breaks it up.
Right, but if it were part of one seder, so then it would have been sufficient to just leave off the first baruch. They leave off the Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's what the Hafla is saying. Could have just said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Adam. Right?
But he's also implying that you can't, like for some reason there's a problem with, if it were Smuch L'Kavrata, there's a problem with mentioning Malchus. Because otherwise there's no question.
Yeah, I guess he's saying is, look, in general, that's the rule. You always shorten, you leave off. There's no reason to just say extra things. So if it's Smucha, so then it makes sense you try to cut out the beginning. That's generally what we do by Baruch Smucha. The only thing is here you're going to say you can't cut out the beginning because you need Yotzer, because you need to be mafsig from the previous thing to show that it's a separate bracha. Okay, so but it's then in theory here you could just get rid of the, you don't need the Melech HaOlam. I mean, I guess that's his claim that that's an option to say Baruch Hashem without the Melech HaOlam, which I guess I kind of hear. Saying if it's his own bracha in Malchus, but once you're saying it's part of a sequence, then you don't even need the Baruch Hashem really. Now you do need to say Baruch Hashem because you have a choice, because otherwise it won't be a mufsak. Right? But then just say minimally. You're saying the only reason you're saying Baruch Hashem is because you have to be mafsik at the seventh bracha. So just say Baruch Hashem. You already have the Hashem again alach olam, the previous one, it's mukha. The only thing is that if you don't say Baruch Hashem again, so then it will imply like it's imply like it's still going. It's like one long thing. So look, if you say Baruch Hashem, that will make it the separation. That should be sufficient. Right? That should be sufficient. But it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam is arguing. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, every bracha, chasmucha, ktsara, needs to have a barach. I guess, and a machos, I guess if you learn this way. The kaush of the shinkitsaros, mobech of the peros mitzos, upsichos, and zuichosimason. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to be holding is listen, brachos ktsaros always need the normal form, brach toshem, akinamacholam. Right? But Rashi seems to be holding that intrinsically, you really could dispense of the need of having a barach. Right? You could now, maybe it's true, you can't just say Yotzer Adam, because what kind of thing is that? So maybe you have to say Barach Yotzer Adam, or Barach Hashem Yotzer Adam. But essentially, according to Rashi, you could conceivably not even have a barach. If you have Barach Yotzara, and it's a real flow, you could really dispense of the need of the barach, intrinsically. But I mean, Tom's holding, no, Barach Yotzara can't not have a barach. That's machlokes. That's what we have to define. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, bracha kitzara intrinsically, definitionally, needs a barach. You can't have a bracha without a barach, right? Whereas according to Rashi in Smucha l'Chavrata, intrinsically, you really could get rid of the barach, even in the kitzara, if it's really part of a seder. Now I don't know. What are you going to do? You're just going to say Yotzer Adam? Okay, fine. So maybe you're going to have to be mafsik the Yotzer Adam, but intrinsically, really, you don't need a barach. According to Rashi. Right? So that's, I think, the question is, what's the machlokas? Do you say that intrinsically a bracha ketzara has to have a barach? Or would it be sufficient to mamash just keep a smuchel habit? You wouldn't really need the barach? Right? Yeah. Okay, you guys with me? So I was just wondering the following, okay? This is like stamach hakira. How do you understand when you're smuchel chavata? How does it work when you have bracha smuchel chavata? Is it pshat that when you have a bracha smuchel chavata, it doesn't need a barach, right? Bracha smuchel chavata doesn't need a barach. Or do you say no? Every bracha needs a barach. It's just that the barach of the earlier one counts, it's like as if I have a barach in this bracha, right? Is it like the barach at the beginning is ola, counts for all the brachas in the sequence? Like in Shemoneh Esrei, I say Baruch Hashem again, like I was saying at the beginning. You say that Baruch Hashem counts on behalf of all the brachas, right? It counts for all of them. Or do you say, no, it's not no counting, you can't count for something else. You're just saying is that a bracha which is smucha, doesn't need a barach. Right? It's a bracha. Brachas had to start barach, but if the bracha just finished up on the previous one which had a barach, then this doesn't need a barach. It's not pshat like it has a barach. It's just it doesn't need a barach because it's smucha. Okay? You follow those two possibilities?
Yeah.
So maybe like this, is that if you say that a bracha doesn't need, bracha smucha chavata doesn't need a barach, right? Well, then you can't say that by bracha ketzara. This is Rabbeinu Tam's argument. If you have a bracha ketzara, so what are you going to say? It doesn't need a barach? Well, then what? It doesn't have any barachs, right? What, are you going to have a bracha without a barach? I understand if you have a bracha arucha. The bracha arucha needs a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. Needs the standard bracha rucha needs two brachas, one at the beginning, one at the end. Oh, but if it's smucha, then you don't need the one at the beginning, right? If it's smucha, you don't need the one at the beginning. That's the din. If it's smucha, you don't need the one at the beginning. But a bracha ketzara, what are you going to say? If it's smucha, you don't need any brachas? You cannot need any brachas. You could say that there's two. There's a bracha at the beginning, the bracha at the end. You say, look, you don't need the one at the beginning. That if it's smucha, you don't need the one at the beginning. You only need the one at the end. But to say that a bracha simply has no need for a bracha, or Baruch, that's he's saying that Rabbi Natan holds that's impossible. That's what Rabbi Natan argues. He says, this is why they start Baruch. Shein Kitzaros, because they're short. Come on, Baruch Tzvarosim, Mitzvahsim. Upsichosim, Zeichamasim, Alsim. The Psicha is the Chasima. So you can't, Psicha and the Chasima, they're Hainoach. You can't have a Baruch without a Baruch. They have one Baruch, so the Chasima and the Psicha are the same. The whole idea of Smukha Lachavita is by a Baruch which has both the Psicha and the Chasima. So you could say, oh, here, you don't need to have the Psicha. It's enough just to have the Chasima. When it's smucha, you don't need both. It's enough just to have the psicha. But again, I'm saying to say that a bracha has no baruch altogether, how could that be? Of course, every bracha needs a baruch, at least one. But Rashi learns, no, it's not pshat that a bracha smucha chavrita doesn't need a baruch. But a bracha smucha chavrita has a baruch. The baruch at the beginning counts on behalf of the whole sequence, right? The baruch at the beginning counts on behalf of the whole sequence. So therefore, even a katsara, you could say that. Even by a katsara, even by Yotzer Adam, intrinsically, even though it's a katsara, you'll say, how do I have a bracha without a baruch? I don't. I have a baruch. The bracha at the beginning of the whole sequence counts on behalf of all of them. So what's the difference if it's katsara or if it's arucha? So in theory, you could have just said, baruch Hashem HaKem HaKem HaKolam, Shakol Baruch Vado. That's the beginning of a sequence. Which starts a baruch, and that will do the next bracha, Yotzer HaAdam. Now, look, I understand you're going to have to maybe put in a word baruch or baruch to Hashem in order to be mafzik, get to show it's a separate bracha, but you don't need a mention of baruch in the third bracha three, because it already has the baruch in the beginning, goes on behalf of the whole sequence. Right? But that's assuming that the logic of Smukha Lechavrata is that the baruch at the beginning goes on behalf of the whole sequence. If you all know it doesn't do that, you can't do that. But it's just a din, like Rabbi Natan, that a baruch, Smukha Chavrita doesn't need a baruch, then it's impossible to say a baruch Kisara doesn't need a baruch, because of course every baruch needs a baruch. But again, Rashi's learning it's not pshat that it doesn't need it, Rashi's learning it's pshat that it has it. The baruch at the beginning of a sequence goes on behalf of the whole sequence. Also, if that's the case, the same thing could work by Kisara and by Arucha. Unless the only thing is, that's me Nicker, so you'll do what the Hafla said, I don't know, you'll put in a baruch Tashem or something. You guys following me? The logic for Bein Tam would be, he says that, well, look, the brachas has to start with baruch, because you have to define unto whom you're, what are you doing? What are you involved in? What are you up to? What are you doing? Oh, you're doing a baruch. So brachas have to start with baruch. But, if it's smucha, so you don't have to define that's what I'm doing, because I just did it. I just had one in the previous bracha. So I don't need to start one now, because I already know what I'm doing from before. So it's like I don't need to start off by mentioning that I'm involved in a baruch, because it's implied that since I was involved in baruch previously, I'm involved in baruch now. You don't have that. Like, you look at baruch as a requirement. You have to start off a bracha by saying, I am now doing baruch. I'm involved in baruch. So each bracha has to start with that. Now, if it's smucha, you don't necessarily need to start off like that, because it's you were just doing that previously, and it stands to reason that's what you're still doing. You don't need to say baruch at the beginning. But fine, that's the role of baruch, to say that I am now involved in bracha. But then there's another role of baruch, which is a bracha. Brachos need a baruch because it's a bracha. So that you can't get rid of. You can't say I don't need to do that, because that's why I don't need my introductory baruch. See, in a bracha arucha, there's an introductory baruch. That I begin my involvement. And the saying is, if it's smucha, you don't need the introductory baruch, because you're coming off the yields of the previous one. So you could avoid the need for the introductory baruch. But by katsara, there's no introductory baruch. It's just one baruch. The whole thing is the baruch. There's no introductory baruch. It's just baruch. The whole thing is one baruch. So you can't say, I don't need the baruch. Of course I need a baruch. How could you have a baruch without a baruch? Right? But again,
the Gemara says that a bracha, the smucha lechavrita, though, ends with a baruch.
Bracha smucha lechavrita ends with a baruch. You're asking Akasha on Rashi?
Yeah, like how there's never a case. Every case in the Gemara has a baruch in the bracha.
You mean according to Rashi? I mean, I guess you'd say that he's talking about the normal case. The normal case is by bracha rucha. And saying is by bracha rucha, you end up, you're saying is that it ends with the bracha, you don't have the bracha because of the bracha at the beginning, because you have the bracha in the beginning of the whole sequence. But, and not only that, by bracha katsara, in theory, you wouldn't really need to have it at all. It just practically, there's no case like that. Because like by Sheva Brachos, for example, he's saying it's not part of the thing. And maybe what you're saying in the Brachos Shachar, maybe you don't have it either. So it's like in practice, I'm not saying in practice this is the case. Rashi is just saying is in theory, you could have, by Sheva Brachos, you could have avoided any Baruch altogether. It would have been possible to have that. It's just that practically you can't because of the fact that he's saying is it's not part of the Seder. Not part of Seder Brachos. Right? Chutz mi brachos on second. I'm just looking at the Marian. Brachos mitzvos. Chavata. Chachorosh v'kriyashma. I mean, it does say chutz. Kol brachos kulam posiach v'barach v'chosein barach. Chutz mi brachos v'feros v'brachos v'chosein barach. V'chol chavata v'chachorosh v'kriyashma. Sheish mehem posiach v'barach. V'yein v'chosein barach. V'yesh mehem v'chosein barach. V'yein v'chosein barach. V'yein v'chosein barach. I mean, he doesn't quite say v'chol chavata doesn't start with that. That's kind of you fill in the details. What I'm not saying is that intrinsically, the practically there is. I'm saying conceptually, it could have been the case because conceptually, when you have smucha, the original bracha goes on behalf of the whole sequence. So if that's the case, it's theoretically possible to have a bracha katsara which doesn't have any barach because it doesn't have barach. It does have barach. The original barach counts for this. If bracha counts as going on behalf of the entire sequence. So you could have even had a barach which didn't have a barach at all, because it does have a barach. It has the barach of the original part of the sequence. But that's why Rashi has to say, oh, but it's not true, because it's not really one sequence, so it doesn't work, because those barachs aren't really part of the sequence. But according to Bein Tam, there's no idea of one barach going on behalf of a whole sequence. That's impossible. That's not the way it works. Every bracha has a barach. It just... when you have a bracha which is on the heels of a different one, you could leave out the lead-in barach. The lead-in barach in bracha rucha isn't necessary if it's on the heels of a previous one. But you can't ignore the end, any barach whatsoever. That's clear, that's impossible. You can't ignore any barach. You need a bracha, needs a bracha, barach. Because he doesn't, Tosfos many times premise, he doesn't buy this idea that the one barach is ola lakana lakana lakana. That bracha accounts for all that. So if that's the case, the only way you could say it is that it's just saying it's not necessary to have the lead in barach. You can't say it's not necessary to have any barach at all. This is consistent. I mean, I'm not mentioning it, but I think it's maybe it's implicit. It's consistent with Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos altogether. It's according to Rashi, when you have a Seder of Brachos, he says it's the original barach which counts for all of them. But according to Reina Tam, or Tosus at least, when you have a Seder of Brachos, it's the previous one which counts each time. That's what he says. It's always the previous Barach, the end of the Hasima, the end of the previous one, which counts for this one. Right? So that's open. Now that's the way they explain Rashi versus Tosus, how they explain Smichul Chavata working. So I'm saying that's in line with this chart. According to Reina Tam, according to Rashi, it's the Barach at the beginning goes for the whole thing. According to Bein Tam, there's no such thing as going for the whole thing. So in Bein Tam, it's just that since you just had Barach at the end, you don't need to start with the Barach. Right? But now Ken's asking, according to Bein Tam, that it's the Barach at the end which counts for the beginning. So then what about the Malchus? I understand that's why you don't need a Barach. What about Melech? Where's Malchus in the Barach in the Barachus Malchavata? Every Barach needs a Shem and Malchus. So he's saying is, you don't need a barach at the beginning because you know the malchus, but because you had it at the end of the previous one. But what about malchus? So I don't know. It's a good question. Stam, right? Nothing to do with this far. It's just stam a question. What do you do about malchus? According to Rashi, malchus is fine because you get the malchus at the beginning of the whole thing, counts for everything. But according to Reina Tam, if you're not going by the beginning, but you rather it's because of the end never has malchus. Well, what bracha ruchas never have malchus at the end? I think in general they don't. Right? They just have malchus at the beginning. So now where's the malchus on the second bracha? Right? So I don't know. Maybe he just told is that if you don't need a barach, then you don't need a malchus. Insofar as you need to mention barach, then you need to mention malchus. But insofar as the malchus, you don't have the barach because the barach is dropped, so then maybe you don't need malchus either. I don't know. That's not always a good question. But I don't know. Maybe that's what you'll say. I'm not really sure. Okay, so let's proceed. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, so again, according to Rashi, he basically said brachos 2 and 3, Yotz Shakol Baruch Vodon, Yotz Adam, aren't really part of the sequence. The sequence begins at bracha 4. Ashe Yotzos Lam Etzalmo, Tzalmo Estav Nisa. So that's why it has to start with the Baruch, because that's the beginning of the sequence. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, you don't need it to be part of a sequence. That's not really relevant. As long as they're next to each other, you don't need you don't need to have a Baruch. Right? Oh, so the only thing is, so now why does bracha 2 and 3, why does bracha 2 and 3 need a baruch? Because they need a baruch because you can't, because they're ketzara. And since they're ketzara, so therefore you need to have a baruch, right? Because they're ketzaras. But the question is, what about bracha 4? According to Ben Tam, why does bracha 4 start with baruch? Baruch Hashem Asher Yetzalem Tzalem Avasom Dostav Nisam. What is that? That's a La Bracha Rucha, and it's on the heels of Bracha 3, Yotzer Adam. So why do you need a Baruch on Bracha 4? Right? According to Rashi, it makes sense, because it's a new Seder. The Seder really begins at 4. But according to Ben Tam, he's not saying it goes by the Seder. He's just saying is that each Bracha needs a Baruch. Intrinsically, every Bracha needs a Baruch, unless it's Katsara. I'm sorry, it doesn't need a Baruch if it's the Smucha, unless it's Katsara. But 4 isn't Katsara. So 4 should be Samach to 3. And therefore, you shouldn't need to have a baruch. You should just start it. So Tosas answers, because if you didn't have a baruch in bracha 4, it would look like one long bracha with 3. What would you say? So it would look like all one long bracha. So in order to be mafsik and make it clear that it's a bracha unto itself, so therefore you need to have a baruch in the beginning of 4. Right? That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Okay, and with that, Rabbeinu Tam is going to develop a theory. Okay, we'll see. He's basically going to set forth this theory that even that if leaving out a baruch is going to make it look like there two brachas are one bracha, then you put in a baruch. Sometimes, in other words, even though the rule is smuch l'chavrta doesn't need a baruch, that's true, that's a rule. But if leaving out the baruch is going to make it look like one bracha, well, then you have to put in a baruch. Okay? So that's why he's saying bracha 4 needs to start with the baruch. It's not like an absolute rule that bracha nuchavata can't start with the baruch. It just doesn't need it. Doesn't need it. But if, by removing it, the two brachos are so similar to one another, it's going to look like it's one bracha, it's one continuation of a bracha, well, then you need to do it. Okay? So, and he's now going to cite another one or two examples of that. Okay? So we're in Rabbeinu Tam. He says like this. V'chein Yotzer HaAdam. Right? Again, it's in the middle of Rabbeinu Tam. Beginning of the line of the Netosos is... One second. Right. So, but right, that's what Chamiel Chasimosan is beginning of the line. He says, okay, so otherwise it looks like one bracha. And it's like this: Ubirchos lasuk v'divrei Torah, v'ha'arevna, Omer. So Rabbeinu Tam argues that Birchos ha'arevna lasuk v'divrei Torah, and then v'ha'arevna, Omer shahi. Bracha achas. The Rabbeinu Tam saying is it must be it's one bracha. Kivan she'in poseach haharev na v'varach. Right? What is he saying? It's like this. Is why doesn't v'harev na have to start with the barach? Right? And as you should say, how many brachas? V'asher yishan la'asav v'divrei Torah 1. V'harev na ha'shem ha'kein ha'ad bracha 2. Ha'shem ha'asav bracha v'ani kolam him la'ad bracha 3. So why doesn't v'harev na start with the barach? So the plain reason, I guess you'll say, is that it's a rucha. And it's smucha l'chavrta. So it doesn't need to start with the baruch, right? That's the plain answer. It doesn't need to start with the baruch because it's smucha l'chavrta. Baruch, right? And it's, again, the third one's also smucha, whatever, but forget about the third one for now. So you say smucha l'chavrta. Yeah, but the only thing is, is according to Rabbeinu Tam, if two brachos are going to look like one, right? So then, even though they're smucha, you have to put in a barach. So he's saying is, why don't you say, it looks like one long bracha. And if it's really two brachas, you should have to have a baruch in there to be mafzik and to show that in fact it's two separate brachas. Because it looks like it's one bracha. Right? Elamai, Tosas says, apparently it is one bracha. Right? Apparently Tosas is arguing that Barashekish and Lasu their Torah and Haravna is one bracha. Because if it were two brachas, then you'd have to mention another baruch to show that it's two brachas. And the fact that you don't have a baruch in there shows you that really, they really are one bracha. Right? But that's in line with Tosas's theory that smuchel chaverta only doesn't have a baruch if it's clear that if it's a separate bracha. But if it looks like a set, like it becomes one bracha, if it incorrectly looks like it's one long bracha, then you have to mention a baruch. Okay? This is no small deal, because you'll see the Rambam holds is three separate brachas. Tosas is holding, we'll get to this, but Tosas holds are two brachas. That Asher's and Lasu with the Torah and Haravna really is one bracha. The Rambam holds they're two separate brachas. Okay, well, we'll get to that. But again, this is another example of Rabbeinu Tam's theory that two brachas, a smuchel chavrta only exempts you from baruch if it doesn't make it look like two brachas are one when they're really two. And then he cites one more example. He says, "Avdala nami." Okay, in the beginning line there, "Avdala nami she posachas v'baruch." Starts with baruch. Afal pi she smucha the berachas mar. So the bracha of Avdala, right? So the bracha of Avdala, right? Asher kishem asher berachas kimecholam amal demikol shachobar al choshech, right? To that bracha. He's saying is, why does that bracha start with baruch? Why don't you say it's samach to marim reish, baruch tasha marim reish, baruch tasha madim koshechol? So why don't you say it's one seder of brachas, right? And you shouldn't need to start hamavdim koshechol with the baruch. You should just start hamavdim koshechol. So he says, so why don't you? So why do you need to have baruch? Right? It's a good kasha, right? It's a Seder Brachos, it's Abdallah. So why don't you say that you should need to start with the Baruch? Why do you need to start with the Baruch? So Rabbeinu Tam says, Mishum Shalot Tira Bracha Achas. Right? So it doesn't look like one Bracha. Right? So it doesn't look like one Bracha because it looks like Baruch Tashem Kenochalam, Barim Ariyash, Hamavdim Kol Shachol. It's going to look like it's one long bracha. So that, in order to prevent it from looking like one long bracha, he's saying is, that's why you have to have another bracha in there. Right? That's why you have to have another bracha in there. Right? Okay. Umi Rishami part, again. Go ahead.
But before wasn't it that it's because sometimes you're not going to have it in that order?
I know. Who said that? I know. It's true. He did have that, right?
Yeah, wasn't that Tosfos?
Sometimes. Well, that's what he's about to say, I think. I don't know if it's exactly the same, but he says, Yerushalmi parach v'arei Avdala. What about Avdala? Why doesn't there smucha? Mashani, Rebbe Hayim Afazran. Rebbe used to separate them. Rebbe used to say them at separate times. So therefore, since sometimes they were separate, so therefore, that's why they're not smucha l'chavrata. I think that's what he means. The Fazra means they wouldn't necessarily make them contiguously on one coast. Right? So that's what Yishami's learning. But Tom isn't learning that way. He's saying is the reason why I know, really, even though you do say them together on one coast, but still you'll want it to look like one bracha. Where did Tosa say that? About the fact that it's because, I forget where that was.
I thought that was about Abdullah.
I know, but Abdallah. I know, where were those when we were doing Abdallah? I don't know, I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe if you find it, we can ask the question. But I don't remember where that was. I do remember that also. But here's what I want to understand. He's saying is that You want it to look like a, you want to make sure it doesn't look like it's one bracha, right? But why would it look like it's one bracha? Right? Why would it look like one bracha? What about it looks like one? All right, why would it look like one bracha? Okay. Yeah, I just see it. There's smoke. Happy. Yeah, upstairs for a second. Okay. Yeah. So what's he saying is it would look like one bracha. Why would it look like one bracha? Because what? You're going to have, like I understand saying is, Asher Yotzer Asa Adam, I'm sorry, Yotzer Adam, and Asher Yotzer Asa Mitzalma, right? So basically it's about the same Indian. So I understand saying is it looks like one bracha, right? But what about Borei Mari Ha'esh? And then Hamav the Minkol Zechol is going to look like one bracha, right? Like how does that? How do you decide what's going to look like one bracha? Okay, any time you have two brachas, like a short bracha and then a long bracha, it's going to look like one thing. Is it because they're conceptually related? Can you think of any other time you have that? A short bracha and then a long bracha, right? Because again, I think if it's two long brachas. Then it's like, let's say you have two long brachas. So you have Hazanas Olam, Brachat Hashem, Hazanas Akal, Noda. So it's clear you just ended Brachat Hashem, so you just closed it off. So since you just closed off the first bracha, now the second one is clearly a new bracha. Noda is a new bracha. But when it's a bracha Kitsara and then a bracha Arucha, so Asher Yotzer Adam, and then Asher Yotzer Adam Etzalmo, so it's going to look like one thing. Brachat Hashem, Yotzer Adam, Asher Yotzer Adam Etzalmo, or it looks like one bracha. Or this third example, what was that? So is he just saying is like because when you have that format, it always looks like one bracha, or is it because they're conceptually related? That it looks like one bracha. That's my question. Could you think of any other bracha like that? You have a short bracha and then a long bracha. But there are two separate brachas, clearly two separate brachas. And it's the second one doesn't start with the barach because it's smucha. This is just bothering me. It's like, could you just say that anything looks like one bracha? I mean, how would I think? Borei Merayesh and Amav Demin Kol Shachol are one bracha. I mean, one's about fire, Hashem making fire. And the other one's about Hashem separating between Kodesh and Chol. So I understand how you could say Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer Adam Mitzalma is one bracha. Because they're both about the Yotzer Adam. And you could say Asher Yotzer Adam is the Torah, the Harev Nas, the Rei Torah. You could say it's one bracha. I understand that. Because it's like one Indian about Torah. But is it, how would you say that Borei Mari Ha'esh is one bracha together with right, one's that he made fire, and the other is that he separates between night and day. And unless you just say that whenever they're back-to-back like that, you always have to worry about that. That's my question. Is he just saying is whenever you have a back-to-back thing, you have to worry about that? Or he's saying specifically here, because of the fact that conceptually they're related, specifically by Yotzer Adam, because it's conceptually related, and by Brachas Torah. But if so, how are they conceptually related by Borei Mari Ha'esh and Amavta? And unless you could argue, though, is that they are conceptually related. You could say is that Borei Mari Ha'esh, it's like now Shabbos is over, and your fire, now Malacha was introduced, fire is introduced right after Shabbos, Now you're saying is Baruch, that's why it's a bracha Saturday night, fire. Now you're doing Shevach about fire, because now Hashem introduces fire. And then you say, I'm out of the Kol Shachol. So it's like fire is, in a certain sense, the expression of the Abdullah being Kol Shachol. So maybe you would have thought, Reimer Eish isn't a separate bracha b'fnei atzma, but it's basically just an intro to the Amad Nekol Shachol. Reimer Eish, Amad Nekol Shachol, that is the separation between Kol Shachol.
No, he's gonna
right? So that's what they're not. That's not the case. Really, the two separate brachas. One bracha of Amad Nekol Shachol, of Reimer Eish, separate bracha of Shevach on Hashem making fire. And two, bracha on Abdullah. Now, that's true, they're part of one set of brachas, but two totally separate things. Oh, well, in order to show that, that's why you have to have a baruch in between. Otherwise, it would look like it's one conceptual, one flow. That's what Rebbeinu Tam is arguing. Could say what Kent's saying is that Rebbeinu Tam is not saying that. He's just saying, is look, if you have a bracha kitzara, baruch to Hashem, blank, and then you start a bracha arucha, blank, 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 without another baruch, it always looks the same, looks like one, even though they're conceptually, the content are not related at all. Still, it just looks like it's one long thing. And therefore, you have to put in a baruch. You could say that. That's what I'm not sure about. Is Rebbeinu Tam saying just that format is confusing? Or is it only because there's a kavimina that you could conceptually unify them? But if they weren't conceptually unifiable, then you wouldn't have this problem. I'm not sure. If you want to say what you're saying, Ken, then fine. If you want to say that the only kavimina is when they conceptually look like they're one, so then I'm explaining why you could argue that by Barim Reish and Abdel. But
either way. If it's confusing, then it's like a lack in the Mubarak. It's like he doesn't
yes.
know what he's talking about.
I mean, it should be clear when something is one bracha, when something is two brachas. But, I mean, it could say it's clear from the content. That's what I'm saying. It's like, won't the content make it clear? That they're not clear?
No, it could be like Medayek. So it could be like, you know, he'd ask a question and give a Dvar Torah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I hear you. Either way. I'm not sure. I know that. I realize that possibility. I'm not sure. Yeah. All right. So I guess let's stop here, okay? And we'll try to pick up, I guess, after next week.